Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, September 19th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Bard, Google's experimental conversational AI chat service, which functions similarly to ChatGPT, can now connect to your Google apps and services. Google has announced the launch of Bard extensions in English, which can find and show you relevant information from Gmail, Docs, Drive, Google Maps, YouTube, and Google Flights and Hotels. On its official blog, Google says we're committed to protecting your personal information. If you choose to use workstation extensions, your content from Gmail, Docs, and Drive is not seen by human reviewers, used by Bard to show you ads, or used to train the Bard model. During a live stream conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, ex-CEO Elon Musk said the social network is moving to having a small monthly payment for use of the X system in order to combat bots. It's the only way I can think of to combat vast armies of bots, Musk said, because a bot costs a fraction of a penny, call it a tenth of a penny, but if somebody even has to pay a few dollars, some minor amount, the effective cost of bots is very high. Under the social network's current system, users who pay a fee can see a blue subscriber badge next to their names. Those who pay see their posts prioritized in other users' feeds. Those who don't pay are relegated to lower levels of amplification for their posts or may see lower engagement on the platform. Leaked U.S. Federal Trade Commission versus Microsoft documents have revealed plans for a new diskless Xbox Series X design with a new gyro controller. Codenamed Brooklyn, the unannounced console refresh looks a lot more cylindrical than the existing console and will ship without a disk drive. The new design has 2 terabytes of storage up from 1 terabyte, a USB-C front port with power delivery, and an all-new, more immersive controller. The new Xbox Series X is set to ship in 2024, and the new controller, codenamed Siebel, is set to be announced later this year. In other Microsoft news, AI researchers mistakenly leaked 38 terabytes of data through the SAS link that permitted access to a full Azure storage account. Cybersecurity firm Wiz discovered a link in the files, which contained backups of Microsoft employees' computers. Those backups contained passwords to Microsoft services, secret keys, and over 30,000 internal Teams messages from hundreds of Microsoft employees. In its own report of the incident, Microsoft assures that no customer data was exposed and no other internal services were put at risk. According to Reuters, some workers within Amazon's hardware division known as Lab 126, which makes devices such as the Kindle Reader and Echo Voice Assistant, say morale within the division has suffered amid staff cutbacks and a pipeline of devices in development that they fear are unlikely to prove as hits. Bloomberg, however, is reporting that Panos Panay, who just recently announced that he is leaving Microsoft as chief product officer, is heading to Amazon to take over the unit and turn around the division. TikTok announced that in an effort to address concerns surrounding transparency when AI is used in content creation, it will launch a new tool that will allow creators to label their AI-generated content and will begin testing other ways to label AI-generated content automatically. The company says it felt the need to introduce AI labeling because AI content can potentially confuse or mislead viewers. Reuters is reporting that YouTube has blocked Russell Brand from making money from his online channel after the British actor and comedian was accused of a string of sexual assaults. YouTube said it had suspended monetization on Brand's channel after he violated its creator responsibility policy. If a creator's off-platform behavior harms our users, employees, or ecosystem, we take action to protect the community, a YouTube spokesperson said. David Bradbury, chief security officer of the identity management company Okta, said five of the company's clients, including MGM and Caesars, had fallen victim to hacking groups known as ALF-V and Scattered Spider since August. In an interview with Reuters, Bradbury didn't name the other companies, but said Okta was cooperating with official investigations into the breaches. And finally, thanks to two leaked documents from the FTC versus Microsoft lawsuit, we now know that Microsoft Gaming CEO Phil Spencer would really like to buy Nintendo someday. In an August 2020 email to two top Microsoft marketing executives, Spencer wrote that Nintendo is the most prime asset for us in gaming, and that getting Nintendo would be a career moment, and I honestly believe a good move for both companies. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy this show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.